Hi.
We did it.
What I like about tonight is that you and I were full on playing chicken about not recording. Like you were like, I mean, I can tell that you don't want to record. And I was like, no, bitch, I have like 27 top fives ready. But if you're too tired to record.
I was like, no, I've got mine too, I guess.
No, I'm totally ready. I will say I'm 100% in my underwear, tucked into my little bed.
Good.
So there's a chance at one of these breaks, we'll take a break and then I'll just never come back because I'll fall asleep. And then you'll be left to finish on your own.
Yeah.
I'll be like, let's take a break, and
Tale
then
as
I'll
old
just
as
roll
time.
over. Yeah.
Yeah.
Left to finish on her own. The Sister Twaint story.
Love to finish on my
That's your novella. Here's something surprising.
Oh no.
Still only 380 listeners per episode. You gotta tell your friends.
I mean,
We tried every week. It didn't go up. We tried making you edge for it, like edging you a little bit. Didn't go up.
I know.
Oh
We tried
God.
doing merch. We tried. We just tried, really.
Did you notice that the spit in my mouth briefs have been purchased for the third time?
No, I don't get notifications about that.
Oh well. That would make sense because they come to my personal email. So
So you were asking yourself,
I just
sidebar,
assume
self.
that you would be like logging into our Etsy store regularly and checking the sales. Anyway, well, they've been ordered.
That's great.
I
Yay.
don't think they've shipped yet. I don't think they've printed or shipped yet. So anyway,
Hot.
if you wonder what we're talking about, you can find our merch at Etsy.com/hotdrinks or hotdrinks.etsy.com. I don't know.
Now listen, here's how I feel about our merch.
Yeah.
It's our foray into the merchandise arm of this empire.
Okay, great.
And these are, think of them as prototypes, you know? And when people say, oh my gosh, why do you have that underwear on? You have a
You
little
could.
story to tell them, don't you?
Well, and that's really what we hope, that when someone sees your underwear and asks questions about it, that the first thing you say is, let me tell you about a podcast I listen to.
Hey, what's a gentle listener? Well, have a seat, friend.
Well, take your garment bottoms off and have a seat.
Let me spin you a tale. Is that what it is? Let me spin you a, what is
I
it?
don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, hi, how are you, Sister Latter-day Twaint? This is Hot Drinks. My name is Brother Jack Coffee. Hi, how are you?
Hi,
This is a
Brother Jack
podcast.
Coffee. It's a podcast. Oh my God. I am so good. Let's just jump right in.
Life is good.
Life is good. Woo! Okay. This is the business of the pod. We didn't, it's the
Yeah.
haps. It's the haps.
It doesn't have a name. It's just vibes.
It's just no thoughts either.
Just vibes.
Okay. I, Latter-day Twaint, with the priesthood divested to me.
By the holy Melchizedek of the Aaron of the Aarons
Priest, yeah. I
of the
found an apartment.
in Sugar House, Salt
And
Lake.
in San Francisco, baby.
In
So,
the Nob Hill neighborhood of San Francisco, motherfuckers.
no less. So, for those of you, in case we didn't already say this three times,
Like we've ever said anything on this podcast less than three times.
So I am currently in the student residence, and you can't stay over the summer.
Right.
And if you're in classes, they let you stay, but you have to pay, and
Right. You
you don't get extra student loans for that.
gotta, yeah, you're paying tuition.
You're paying tuition and you're paying housing.
Right.
So, right, yeah,
So
and.
essentially, just like, I mean, I guess maybe for an undergrad, this maybe makes sense that like
Right.
you go home over the summer, but you're a graduate student and you are in a cohort
And a
with
cohort.
other graduate students.
Yeah. And
And
we
the
all.
expectation is just that you move away for 3 months
Exactly.
Over the summer? Like, it makes no sense.
I know, I know. And everybody in my cohort, which is like 13 of us, has somewhere to go because they already live in the Bay Area or because they have a spouse.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. I didn't know, realize that.
Or because they just have, they're young enough that they still have a bedroom at mom and dad's house.
Right. Yeah. Right? Yes. Because even though this is graduate work, some of these people have just finished their
undergrad.
Undergrad.
Yeah.
It's like post-grad.
They're anti-grad.
Yeah.
So I am the only place who doesn't have somewhere to go.
Right.
And so.
Because you've burned a lot of bridges, frankly.
I am the only one. I said. With the credit bureaus.
with housing authorities across this nation.
I realized I said, I'm the only place that has nowhere to go. I am the only person that has nowhere to go. So my mission for the past few weeks has been finding a place that is in a safe area, ideally in the same area because
right.
of my job and because... Because
you're like a block from your job.
Less than a block. I'm on the block.
Yeah.
I'm Jenny on the block with my job.
Yes.
And a lot of my fellow students live in the student residences, which is in the existing area that I'm already in. And we rehearse a lot together and have to do self-tapes every week that we turn in. And
well, and you have shuttles that you take to your classes that obviously pick up at the student housing or near the student housing. Yeah.
Right. Right.
You're in San Francisco, so you have classes kind of in a bunch of places, right? Or are all your classes in the same place?
Well, Academy of Art has classes in probably 50 different buildings in the city.
Yeah.
All ours are in one building.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's a big motion picture studio.
Oh, okay.
So, that used to be a police station, but we don't talk about that. We don't talk about that. Okay. So anyway, I found a place. And before I get
these
to the
long
good...
pauses are great.
Just, I know.
I think they're building builds... tension.
Have you ever seen
No,
a
that's
show?
What I think. That's what.
There's
that's...
so much silence. Okay.
Yeah.
So I applied for this place. They said, you're going to need a guarantor. Here's a website. And I'm like, what the fuck? Apparently, if you don't have a cosigner, and they didn't even bring up a cosigner, they just sent me the website, which basically it's a quote unquote insurance type company that has various insurance products. And if they feel like your credit isn't adverse, they will be your guarantor if the leasing agency doesn't like your credit score or your income or whatever.
Because basically you're a student, and so you have your income comes from 1,000 different places. You've got a little bit of student loans. You've got side hustles. You've got a job. You've got this. You've got that.
Yeah.
And so it's not like you have a weekly paycheck that you can just show them where you're making six figures. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And then my student loans, which have already posted for the semester, that I don't get those again until the fall. You know. And it's nothing like stable, you could say.
Right.
Okay. So I did the guarantor thing, took 10 minutes, got approved right away. They sent me the lease. I'm going to sign it after we record. It is literally in the building next to the one I'm in. It touches the building.
I'm so excited. And it's similar in size to what you're in, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Similar in size. I won't have a bathtub anymore. I have done without a bathtub before.
Yeah, that's fine.
I can't fucking believe it. I can't fucking believe it.
No, I can't either. And I'm so excited for you because when you said that you were on this hunt for an apartment, I just thought this is going to be rough. Like,
I know
you're on the hunt for an apartment in San Francisco, which is one of the hardest cities in America to find housing in, you know?
Well, to afford housing, but
to afford housing in,
What I've been finding is there are a ton of empty units in the city and they are like giving signing bonuses. Like if you sign before a certain date, you'll get a month free.
Oh, well, really?
Yes. So if I sign mine before the 30th, which obviously I'm going to, I'm going to get 6 weeks free.
That's so great.
I know. But for some reason, the first 4 weeks of that is August. And then the last two is part of October.
Oh, that's weird. Okay.
But whatever, I'll take it.
That's great. Like August is free. Congratulations.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, because actually in August, you're waiting for your student loan disbursement.
And yes, so I am.
It's kind of great that you don't have to pay rent that month.
Exactly.
Is it a one bedroom? Is it a studio? How do we describe it? It's a studio. I saw the video.
Yeah, it's a studio. It has a full-size fridge. It has a full range. I think it even has a little dishwasher. Yeah. I've got a good size closet, and
the closet is huge. That's where I'm going to sleep when I come. Just going back into the closet.
Notably,
since you were living in student housing, if I were to have come and visit you, I would not have been able to stay in the room with you because you can't have someone of the opposite gender in the room as you.
Which is fucking hilarious.
It's the funniest thing ever to say in 2024.
In San Francisco at an art school.
Right. Like, if I'm non-binary, am I the opposite gender? I don't know.
Who knows? And most women these days are bisexual, whether they know it or not.
Right. But they're only talking about gender. They don't care about your sexuality. So if you're a lesbian, you can have all the girls on earth stay over.
Exactly. So you can toss all the salads you want.
So
then what's the arbitrary rule even for?
I know.
Yeah, no. Exactly. Okay.
I'm so excited for you because I love that. Because like the place you're staying is in a really good neighborhood. It's a great location, but it is very dormitory. You know, it's not very personal, you know? Right. And I just love that you're going to be in a place where you can, you know, hang art on the wall. Like, you're not allowed to have alcohol because you live in a dorm. You know, like you can grab a bottle of wine at TJ's and have it at night.
Just waltz right in through the front door with it.
Yeah.
Speaking of my dorm.
Yeah.
I had a first in my dorm.
Okay.
I had sex in my dorm.
Oh, yes. Oh, I've heard. Many, many, many times.
And the craziest thing has happened.
But he did not sleep over because boys are not allowed to sleep over.
No, he didn't sleep over because he had to get up early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, he's not allowed.
Well, there's that, but I don't care. And he would not have gotten a good night's sleep sleeping in my twin bed with me. So
yeah, like let me ask you this. How is that bed for sex? Because the bed is kind of a prison bed.
I mean, sometimes I had my leg hanging off and, you know, giving myself some leverage on the floor.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
Because it's like a metal bed frame with like a mattress filled with straw rolled out on it.
And then we also moved to the floor.
Oh, okay.
Because
the bed is uncomfortable.
Because something happened that has only happened to me now 3 times total in my life.
Okay. You felt the spirit?
I squirted.
Wait, what does that have to do with moving to the floor?
Because it saturated the bed.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
well,
it was like someone poured 2 glasses of water on the floor. I'm not kidding. I was like, dude, dropped a load. And then I was like, wait, that's not.
You're like, oh, that's my load.
That's. But I didn't orgasm because those two aren't the same thing.
Sure.
But I was like, wait, this doesn't feel as sticky as a man's load.
Recording quality, stay for the sexual advice about how squirting is different than a load.
Anyway, and then it cools off real quick. So it just like was freezing cold, like liquid.
You're like, we got to get off of this.
I know. So
roll to the floor. Tuck and roll, everyone.
It was super fun, though. I mean, all of it.
Congratulations. I said congratulations. I have not had sex for more than a year. So
that's, yeah.
Listen, I'm in therapy.
I'm not surprised.
No, me neither am I. I can't give this shit away. Okay, I have two little bits of business I want to share.
But let me tell everybody that the night after I had sex, and
oh
it was
my god, we're still talking about
and it
this.
It was kind of loud, mostly because of the dude.
Oh, he's loud.
Then yes.
Oh, interesting.
the next night, about 10:30, I'm in bed. I am doing a crossword on my phone. I've already had bukus of weed.
Like, very similar to the sex. And it's just you, no bra, your glasses on, a stretched out t-shirt doing a crossword.
With a puddle of squirt.
With the barely dry squirt underneath you.
No, I did a very good job of drying everything. So anyway, I'm watching. Anyway, some undergrad pounded on my door and then ran down the hall.
Yeah. Because they were mad because they didn't squirt.
That was it.
They were like,
I guess that part was loud too.
Wait, are there boys and girls on the same floor as you?
Oh, yeah.
So boys and girls and they thems live on the same floor.
Yes.
But if you are a girl, the only people allowed to stay in your room are other girls.
Correct.
So if you're non-binary, can you only have non-binary people stay with you?
I think.
I want you to email the housing office and ask them that.
Okay, I will.
Just say, hey, I am considering, you know, becoming non-binary, deciding I'm non-binary. Does that mean I can only have overnight guests who are also non-binary? I really want to know. Identifying as. You know what I mean.
Oh my god.
Okay, well, here's just two quick updates for me.
I can't wait.
Number one, I got a bee in my bonnet today, and I took too much Adderall, I went and got three piercings in my ears.
Wait, three? Did I miss something?
Yeah, I got one in each lobe and then a cartilage one.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay.
Yeah, wow. Just the bee in the bonnet. And let me just say, this is why everyone needs a friend like our Lord and Savior, CJ and Christ. Do you need a lozenge?
I just, nothing. Yeah. When you said, I've decided to become binary.
Become non-binary?
Become non-binary. I was actually inhaling some weed.
I would like you to use that phrasing though when you write the housing office, because that is as ridiculous as this rule.
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
Just say, okay. I've decided to become non-binary. Just to really lean into the absurdness of all. Anyway, this is about me, not about you.
Okay, be in your bonnet, piercings in your ears.
Too much Adderall, and I ran down and got multiple piercings. And I was going to say, this is why you need a friend, because what I kept saying to myself was like, I'm having my midlife crisis. And I just imagine myself showing up at work tomorrow and people being like, oh my God, you pierced your ears. And I'd be like, oh, you know, midlife crisis. Meh, meh, meh. But then when I was texting the Lord and Savior, CJane, she calls me Jibs. And she said, Jibs is healing. Jibs, you're healing.
Yeah.
And that was so moving to me and so beautiful, because I thought, yeah, this is just me healing. And this is not a midlife crisis. This is me embracing a part of myself. Anyway, it was very healing. So have a friend that makes you feel like you're healing.
I love it. This is real. This is me. I'm
healing.
I'm supposed to be now. Yeah.
Have a friend who makes you squirt. Anyway. And then number two. Anyway, right now my ears hurt like a motherfucker, and I am not excited to go to sleep tonight because I will not be able to sleep on one. Like, I think the cartilage side, we're not sleeping on that side for several weeks.
Okay. Okay. You know,
but the lobes are fine. Okay, and then the number two thing that I did today with a bee in my bonnet is I went and saw Challengers.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, my God.
Is it so sexy?
So this is the movie with Zendaya. Uh-huh. Why do I always do that? And then Josh O'Connor and something.
Yeah, I don't know.
It is a fucking, it is such a fucking delight.
I have a question.
Like, best film of the year so far, easily. I mean, it's April and nothing good has come out. But like, just like, this is one of those movies that if a friend was like, oh, I've been wanting to see that, I'd be like, I'll go with you. I'll go see it again.
Is there a threesome?
Do you mean emotional or physical, financial, situational? What do you mean? Because the answer is yes.
Okay, great. That's all I wanted to know.
No, it's wildly sexy. So basically, and I won't give anything away, but the movie starts with Zendaya is married to one of the boys,
mm-hmm.
and he is some sort of tennis professional. Like, they are very rich. They're on advertisements. She's his coach.
Okay.
And he is trying to qualify for the Masters, I think, the US Open. The Masters is a golf thing. He is trying to qualify for the US Open. And so they go to do, I think it's called a challenge meeting, a meet anyway. And he's playing against this guy who's played by Josh O'Connor, who's a sexy British dude. And the whole movie is that match between the two of them. And then you jump back and forth in time and you see the history between her and him and him and him and her and her and him and her and him and her. Anyway.
Oh my God.
So fantastic. So sexy, so entertaining. Zendaya is a motherfucking star. Like, yeah. She is such a star. Anyway, I was obsessed. Like, I would see it again tomorrow. It was so delightful.
Do the two guys make out or anything with each other?
I'm just not going to say anything.
Oh, fuck! Ah! Oh my God, I gotta go.
It's so good. Ugh. It's so good.
I'm going to masturbate just thinking about the idea of it.
It's one of those movies that now I want to read about the director. Like, I want to know more about him. His name's Luca Guadagnino, I think it is. Anyway, I just want to know like where this all came from. It's such a delightful movie. So I highly recommend.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
It's so good. You should go to the Metreon tomorrow.
That's the one. That's the one. Either that or AMC Kabuki in Japantown, and it's really called that. Oh, I promise.
I would go to AMC Kabuki. I love Japantown.
There's a congregation of rats, a community of rats that live in the AMC Kabuki, but we've made friends.
What? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But you can get some delicious katsukori before.
Yes, you can.
Before the show.
You sure?
So anyway,
motherfucking.
So tonight's episode.
Listen,
they can't all be winners. Is that what you were going to say?
I mean, something like that. We have a really exciting episode, like in the works.
In the cooker.
In the pipe.
Oh, and you know what else? I really want to do an episode. So I know we've done things in the past that are sort of like ask me anything or whatever, but oh, yeah. I really want to do an advice episode.
Okay.
So your job after this episode finishes, or maybe tomorrow, or maybe after you sign your lease, is you need to post something on Instagram where people can write in questions asking for advice.
Advice. Or what about
And I want to do an advice episode.
And what about questions about us?
No, we already did that. We did like an ask us anything.
Oh, okay.
This is specifically advice.
Okay.
Because I want to do, I think an advice episode would be a lot of fun.
I love giving people advice.
I do too, because I know nothing and I'm a train wreck.
God. Okay. So tonight's top
tonight,
five.
We were, well, let me share the origin.
Okay.
We were bouncing ideas back and forth. You had a lot of great ones.
I did.
Not really. that.
Jeez.
And I was playing a video game about Greek gods.
Oh.
And so I said, the top five gods and goddesses in the pantheon of our new religions.
Right.
Post-Mormon.
Right. So do you mean our religion that you and I start, or just?
No, like, I mean, I think you start your own and I start my own.
Oh, got it.
Where you're, okay. Where you're the prophetess and I'm the prophet and we both marry 14-year-olds.
Okay. Oh,
you know what I mean?
Amazing. And it's legal for some reason.
Because we're the prophet.
Yeah.
So I already feel a little anxious to take a break because I feel like this is not going to be very good, but maybe we should just forge ahead and see what happens.
And bow your head and say yes.
We don't have to sing.
Let's not.
Oh, hello, gentle listener.
Welcome to Hot Drinks before...
I'm fucking drunk.
God damn it.
Hot drinks.
Hot
drinks.
So I'm already drunk.
Like and subscribe.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, baby.
Hey, what are you eating?
Nothing.
Shut up.
I'm eating.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you, you know, because we're doing the top five deity in the pantheon of our new religions.
Mm-hmm.
A, do you think there's any place for religion in your life? B, what's your religion called?
Well, wait. I mean, A is obviously no.
Jesus, what are you eating, like a peanut butter sandwich?
No, but I'm done.
Oh, okay.
I'm done with what it was.
Okay.
Whatever it was. But I guess for this episode, I'm going to have one.
Okay.
And I don't know what it's called. Did you name yours?
No.
Yeah. Great.
Yes. Should we just stop and pick this up again tomorrow?
I'm going to let you call it.
Let's each do our number one and then let's go to bed. Let's revisit tomorrow.
Sounds great.
Okay. What's the number one god in your new religion?
Oh, man.
Hang on. Man.
The number one god... in my religion.
Uh-huh.
Like the main one.
Okay.
Is Mary Poppins.
Okay.
Just because she's always even so healed.
We took this in very different directions.
I know. I have all kinds of crazy styles.
Julie Andrews Mary Poppins or Emily Blunt Mary Poppins?
Oh, no. Julie Andrews.
Okay. Emily Blunt was a great Mary Poppins, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, she just can, you know, make the best.
They can't all be winners. They can't all be winners.
And if we want to go to a land of make-believe, we can do that.
Right.
She makes those happen for you.
Right.
Medicine tastes delicious.
Wonderful. That's a wonderful belief system.
And she sings. And so...
And she's friends with Dick Van Dyke.
Oh my God.
Or if it's the Emily Blunt Mary Poppins, she's friends with Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh, that's right. I didn't see that Mary Poppins.
It was actually quite cute. Anyway.
Oh, okay. But no. I mean, she's very authoritative. She can do magic. And fly. And then, you know, if you just are a well-behaved human, she'll do some fun things for you, you know? God.
Okay. Mary Poppins. So glad I'm going to bed soon. My number, one of the gods we worship in the religion of Joshafina.
Okay.
I don't know. That's the name I just made up.
Oh my God.
He's called Saint O'Connor, the patron saint of thick, hairy thighs.
Okay. Oh,
and he's named after Josh O'Connor from the Challengers, because that boy has some fat thighs
with
a lot of hair on him, and he wears a lot of tiny, tiny tennis shorts.
He sucks.
And I just think we should all worship that. You know what I mean?
Fucking A.
There's also a joke. There's a joke in the movie.
Oh my God.
About him having a big dick. And I don't know. He definitely gives off big dick energy.
Did you black out?
I blacked out.
Did you miss the next 20 minutes?
There's many, many moments where you think, am I going to see his dick? And then you don't. But you see other dicks. It's fine. But, but anyway, Saint O'Connor, and then he is always accompanied by the goddess Zendaya, because she's just a goddess.
Right. So this god, Saint O'Connor, when you're in trouble, does he like smash your head between his thighs?
If you pray to him, he will.
Oh, okay. But what if you've been bad? How does he punish you with his thighs?
He smashes your head between his thighs.
Okay, good.
So if you're wicked and he needs to get you in line, he just squeezes you in there. And if you're blessed and you deserve rewards, you just get crushed in there.
Oh,
like you know how some legs they're like, this is like my legs. There's just a smattering of hair kind of all over. It's not great.
Right.
It's kind of short, it's a little sparse, it's dark, but it's not everywhere.
Right.
On St. O'Connor, it is thick.
Like you could comb it, or
from tits to tea kettle, it is thick. You know what I mean?
My God, tits! Did you make that up just now?
No. And they're beefy.
Do you see his ass in the movie?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to give spoilers.
Oh, I mean, is it more flat, or is it like protruding with like dents in the side? Or
I don't know that there's dents, but it's not flat.
Okay.
Anyway. Well, it's been a great episode. We should reconvene tomorrow.
I'm definitely going to masturbate right now.
Well, I hope you don't squirt, because that stuff cools off real quickly.
It gets so cold to touch
so
to the skin.
Quickly. It just cools right off. It's like Freon.
It holds coming no out of heat. Your.
No, it does Josh, not. It's too viscous.
Right.
It's too viscous. And
viscous is less watery, right?
Oh, yeah. Viscous is like thick. It's too, what's the opposite of viscous?
Watery? Yeah.
It's too, okay. It's like saline. It just comes right out and just kills.
I mean, really, truly. And then it's freezing cold. Colder than water.
And then you got to get on the floor.
And then you get on the floor, and then your person leaves, and then you got to do the laundry, and then you're like, I'm 48. I'm never doing this again.
Yeah.
But I've already asked him if I can sit on his face the next time.
Yes. Yep. You have actually told me that. And I've had to think about that. So, all right. Well, let's take a break. Let's reconvene tomorrow night.
Okay.
I'm going to go make a peanut butter sandwich.
Maybe I'll come up with some new gods, but I do like mine.
So in mine, I like tried to make up a name of a god and like what they were the god of. But you just chose characters from pop culture.
I did both. I did
so
both.
So your god is going to be like Ricky Schroeder from Silver Spoons.
I don't have
the
one
god
of
the god of wealth.
Right. Well, I know. I have a hodgepodge of gods of all kinds and shapes and sizes.
Like you will have the goddess Leia Salong, the goddess of Widoy, the dust of life.
Only musical theater nerds know who you're talking about.
If you IYKYK, if you know, you know.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. We gotta end. All right, good night.
Let's fucking go. And we're back.
You're here.
Just like that.
How do I sound? Is it amazing?
Yeah, why?
Same as usual or better?
I can't tell.
Well, I'm wearing wired headphones, so I have a microphone right next to my mouth.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, nothing was really detectable. This is great.
Okay, great. Great news. Okay, so, well, I had to buy the headphones for therapy anyway, so it's fine. Hi, we're back.
We are back.
For those of you listening, you didn't know we went anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
But we recorded. When did we record? Like 2 days ago, Sunday?
I think it was Sunday.
And then we were and then we were tired and annoyed.
Uh huh.
So we stopped recording. And then every day we were like, should we finish that episode? And last night you were too tired because of the Perry.
Yeah.
Which is the perimenopause.
That one. That peri.
Today, I went to a doctor because I'm getting an eye lift. And the nurse blamed something on her perimenopause. And I was like, I cannot fucking escape this.
We're all talking about it now.
You, the nurse at the eye lift doctor, all the things.
All right.
So anyway, we're back.
And we're on number two.
Are we going to do you want to do any sort of update since last time or just jump right into number two?
Just jump right the fuck in.
So, and to be clear, so I almost sent you this message. I didn't. So we're doing the top five D deities that would be in our new religion. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Who are our top five gods in the new religion that we start?
Right. And so what kind of the way that I approached this was I thought of things like, what would we worship in my new religion?
Okay.
Oh shit. Where did I save this? I'm trying to find my notes and it's not in there.
Oh, here it is.
So my first one was Saint O'Connor, the god of the thick thighs and big dicks, because yep. we would worship thick thighs and big dicks.
Yes.
So that was sort of my approach. What do we worship? And then who is the god that would represent that?
Okay.
And your approach was just to choose magical people from pop culture who could be gods?
No, I said in the previous segment that it's kind of both. I kind of vacillate back and forth.
Okay. So there are going to be some. Okay. Okay. Well,
Disney
we'll
characters. Just discover. Yes.
We'll discover it together.
Oh my God.
Okay. So your first god was Mary Poppins, in case the people forgot. Because in my mind, people listen to that first segment and they've been waiting since Sunday for this next part to drop.
Yeah.
Even though that's not true.
Not
that's
at not all. How, not at all.
That's not how science or podcasts or physics work.
Okay.
So what's your number two?
Really quick.
Yeah.
One of my classmates in my cohort who lives in the same building as me.
Right.
Told me today
uh-huh.
that when he's in his bathroom, he can sometimes hear me laughing. Now I'm on the sixth floor facing west.
Right. I don't know what that means, but sure.
He's on the third floor facing north.
No. How does he know it's you?
Come on.
But also, like, are you just walking around your apartment laughing uproariously? Like, what are you laughing at?
I think it's when we're recording, because I always have my windows open. Otherwise,
I see.
Otherwise, I never really talk to anybody or laugh about anything.
Right, because what joy is there in the world? It's all full of horrors. So he's pooping right now.
Yeah.
Like he's pooping and he's like,
there's Ashley.
Is that Sister Twain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Well, that's great. Shout out to that classmate.
Shout out. Okay.
So your number two is Dumbledore.
No, close.
Oh, okay.
My number two is, he has two names, okay?
Jesus the Christ.
Lestat de Liancourt.
Oh, yes. And, worship at his feet.
Yes. And look, we need to have a dark god.
Right. Well, can you quickly explain who Lestat de Liancourt is in case people don't know?
So this is wild, but a lot of Gen Z don't know who Anne Rice is, which is
right.
like not knowing who Ernest
Jesus
Hemingway.
The Christ is. That yeah.
He is the unspoken or spoken authority on vampire fiction, and she wrote Interview
right.
with a Vampire,
right,
and a whole series, and then a bunch of other series is about
yeah.
witches or other
and
know,
New Orleans
oh,
and
so much
dark magic. Yeah, yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
And she wrote these in like the like. Did she start in the 70s, 80s, and 90s?
I think,
I'm not sure.
I don't know if she started in the. I think she started in the 80s.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anywho.
But also, these books were incredibly, like, queer-coded, even though, because it was the 80s, they were never, like, explicitly queer
right.
or any of that I read, but they were definitely very queer-coded.
Exactly. And then when they made the movie, they only did very slight whispered suggestions.
Yeah.
But the new series, which is
on AMC.
AMC with Sam Reed playing Lestat. Tom Cruise was Lestat.
God.
I know. Tom Cruise
it's
was
so
Lestat
good.
In the movie. It's very overtly homoerotic. And
right.
Is that still okay to say?
Yes.
Okay.
as a homoerotic homosexual, I will give you pass to say homoerotic.
Thank you.
We technically prefer the term faggot erotic, but
stop.
But for those outside of the community, homoerotic
right,
is fine.
Right, exactly. So anyway, so Lestat is this godlike, beautiful, strawberry blonde vampire.
Yes.
And he can read minds, and he can speak mind to mind, and he can fly.
Yes. Yes.
And
he probably has a big dick and hairy thighs.
I'm like,
Wait, what's the other vampire's name? Now I can't remember. Oh, Louis.
Louis, yeah.
Oh. Listen, if you have not watched Interview with the Vampire on AMC, I'm sure now it's on like Hulu or probably something else. Anyway.
It is April 30th and May and next month, so May, because that's how months work.
That's, interesting. So is that the month after May?
April? Yes, yes. So anyway, in the month of May, season two is premiering.
And I'm just going to be one hand on top of the TV, pants around my ankles, the other hand just whacking it out while I watch. Is that too much?
No.
Do the people that I work with, did they just listen to that part? Probably.
Probably,
yeah.
But that's
anyway,
okay.
If you work with me, do not bring this up at work. Do not say, I heard what you said about Interview with the Vampire. Nope, don't. Just let's pretend.
Don't
pretend
care.
It didn't happen.
Yeah.
Just like all those coworkers we have who are on OnlyFans. We just don't talk about it. We just don't talk about it.
So yeah, he's like in my mind will be like our god of darkness, like our god of hellfire.
Yes. So in the movie, it was Tom Cruise that was Lestat, right?
Yes.
Okay. And in the, did you already say what's the name of the actor who plays him in?
Sam Reed.
Oh my God.
Australian
he is
actor.
So beautiful.
You may not recognize him by name, but if you look him up, you'll see his face and be like, oh yeah, I've seen him somewhere.
Oh, anyway, that's a great God. I would worship that God.
Oh, he is. My sister Volva, sends me pictures of him daily, on a daily basis.
Right.
Yeah. And then the guy that plays Louis in the series is the guy who was Grey Worm in Game of Thrones,
yeah. And he's fantastic.
He's fantastic, yeah.
And it's such a great series.
Yeah. Get on it, people.
Anyway. All right, so my number two, the god that we would worship.
Yeah.
And this is going to require a little bit of explanation, but I'm going to give his official god title first.
Okay.
It's Lucio, the Roman god, the Roman cat god of naps and gossip. So, I have many, many times told you to please watch Ripley on Netflix, and you have not yet.
No, I'm halfway through it, babe.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yes.
Is he in the Roman palazzo yet?
What's a palazzo?
Like an apartment building?
He just moved
What's
in.
Okay, so Dickie is dead.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler!
There are shots of this cat, Lucio, just sitting on the bench
watching
at the bottom of the chairs. We worship that cat.
Oh, yes.
Because that cat takes naps and listens to all the good gossip.
Naps and gossip.
So if you don't know, oh my God, this whole thing is a pop culture episode. I'm so sorry to our fairy queen. But if you don't know, so Patricia Highsmith wrote a book called The Talented Mr. Ripley. I was obsessed with it as a young man because here's what straight people don't understand. And maybe this is telling too much about myself.
Oh, I can't wait.
Remember how straight people would go to see Saltburn and they would be like, oh my God, this is insane.
Yeah.
Because he like fucked the grave and he like drank the bathwater.
Right.
And as if you were a queer person, I mean, at least for me, but I think for other queer people too, and you went and saw Saltburn, you were like, okay, this seems pretty normal. Like, what? This is... So when you're a closeted queer person, there is something deep about the obsessions you have with the straight man that you are in love with. Mm-hmm. Like, deep and, like, guttural. So, The Talented Mr. Ripley that Patricia Highsmith wrote is a book about a man named Tom Ripley who is hired by the father of sort of a socialite named Dickie Greenleaf to go to Rome where Dickie is. And I don't think he's at Rome to begin. Anyway, and convince Dickie to come home.
Right.
Spoiler alert for a 40-year-old book and a 20-year-old movie and a TV series that's already on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
But Tom quickly becomes like obsessed with Dickie and murders him and tries to take over his life.
Right.
And as a queer person watching that and reading that book, I was like, yeah, I get it. That makes sense.
Okay.
The movie had Matt Damon as Tom Ripley and
Jude
Law.
Gorgina Law.
As Dickie Greenleaf.
Oh my
and you kind of see his penis in one scene. So, of course, this movie was monumentally important to me as a young queer person.
Let me tell you.
But
go ahead.
Yes.
I just need to tell you. My gay ex-husband, Gary.
Right.
When
if he had sex with Jude Law, I am going to fucking murder you and him.
No, no, no.
My God.
I don't think he'd be into Jude Law, but...
what the fuck? This is why we're not friends.
Stop. Okay. When Gary was on his mission.
Right.
His very favorite companion, who, of course, I don't remember his name, but we'll call him Elder Nielsen.
Right.
Oh, my God. What if that's really it?
I mean, it probably is. I mean,
yeah.
Chances are high.
It became his famous favorite companion. They just became so close, and to the point where he was almost jealous of him.
Oh, and what's up, Tom Ripley?
And then Gary went home from his mission before this guy.
Yeah.
And tried to date his girlfriend back home.
Tried to date Elder Nielsen's girlfriend back home.
Yeah.
I had a companion that did that to me.
Oh. Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't think he tried to date. So while I was on my mission, I invented whole cloth a girlfriend. It was like a friend of mine from high school, but then like on my mission, I like decided we were dating wrote letters and I was like, we're dating now.
Oh my
God. And she was like, amazing. And then I had a companion who was my companion during the time where I was like, oh, I've invented this girlfriend. And then he was like, that's amazing. And then he went home and like made out with her. Anyway, it's fine. I'm gay. I don't care.
But listen, so the companion, Elder Nielsen, with air quotes around it, found out, and it ended
that Gary had done that.
That, yeah, and ended the relationship with his friendship with Gary. And years later, Gary realized he was actually in love with a companion.
So my companion, who made out with my made-up girlfriend, he also, on the mission, had a problem with masturbating.
Oh.
So, like, when he was showering, he would be like, don't get in here! Oh. Stay out!
Oh, my God.
Because he was masturbating.
Oh, my
anyway.
God. Jesus! Don't come in here!
So, anyway, as a Ute, I had a very close connection to this property, The Talented Mr. Ripley, and the movie and the book and all the things I read.
Yeah.
A ton of Patricia Highsmith novels as a Ute. Uh-huh. And then there, I found out there was this Netflix adaptation called Ripley, which is a series. And it stars, oh my God, what's his name?
Andrew Scott.
Andrew Scott, thank you. As Ripley. But like in the books, Ripley is in his 20s. And Andrew Scott is like my age. He's like in his mid 40s.
Yes.
So I was like, I don't know if this is going to work.
Uh-huh.
But girl, it works.
They're doing fine.
And it's shot in black and white. It's so beautiful. Andrew Scott has a really unique ability to play kind of like a smiling sociopath. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he has that character nailed. Anyway, it's a lovely series. I highly recommend it. I'm obsessed with it. I haven't finished it yet. But when he moves into the palazzo in Rome, there is a long-haired, long-whiskered kitty named Lucio who sits on the bench at the bottom of the stairs.
Yep.
And there are many shots where we just go to Lucio for reactions. We're like, what does Lucio think?
Yeah.
And there's Lucio laying on the bench. He's gorgeous. He's got the long whiskers. Uh-huh. He's got like the pointy, tufted ears.
Yeah.
And he's napping, but he's listening. He's
right.
Listening to all your gossip.
Yep.
And in my religion, we value gossip and we value naps. And we pray to Lucio.
And we pray to Lucio.
To grant us both of those things.
Yes.
Amen and amen.
It's all up to Lucio.
Yes. What's your number three?
Okay. So.
Dumbledore?
No.
Gandalf.
My.
Iron Man.
It's actually.
If you say Iron Man.
No. My number three is Aslan from.
So Dumbledore or Gandalf.
Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh my God.
Because everybody needs an animal predator breed who can speak to you.
And whose breath.
You,
yeah.
And give you wisdom. So he's the god of speaking to you, protecting you, and
you're just coming up with these on the spot. You did not prepare for this episode at all.
No, I did. I literally did, and I'll give you all my honorable mentions at the end. But
okay, Aslan. Okay,
I mean, when my kids were little and the Chronicles of Narnia first came out, you know, the most recent one, not the one.
Oh,
from,
the
like,
movie. I was like, the book, because that came out in like the 60s or something.
So when the most recent series started with what's his name, Ben
Tilda Swinton, and
yeah,
yeah,
you know, they were doing throwing Aslans in Happy Meals, and
Happy Meal toys used to be so good, and now they're trash.
I know. They used to be fucking collectibles.
Yeah.
So anyway, around this time, we got an Aslan and a kid's meal, and it was also around Easter, and I was still Mormon. And right. I was telling, I would carry him around with me and tell everyone he was the reason for the season.
And truly he was.
Yeah. I mean, because I wasn't lying.
Could you squeeze him and he would breathe his Aslan breath onto you?
No, but when I said that, I would show everybody his ass because they really gave some detail to the Aslan ass.
Okay. Like with like a cat beehole, like a pink cat beehole?
I mean, not really that, but just the sculpting of the cheeks was there.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, he has to carry children on his back. He needs strong...
to protect them.
He needs strong gams.
And that's why he's a god.
Thank you. That's amazing. Okay.
I have some good ones.
So my... What are we on? Number three?
Yes.
I realize I have additional ones, so I probably have honorable mentions too.
Oh, good.
My number three is actually... How do I say this? It is an alternate form of myself.
Mm. Ooh.
And it is Bijan, the sad bourbon god.
What do we glean from this god?
So I don't want to reveal my real name because it's a secret and nobody knows. But my initials are JB. So our Lord and Savior CJ in Christ calls me Jibs, which like... Every time she says it, fills me with joy and brings tears to my eyes. It makes me so happy.
Yeah.
But when I've been drinking bourbon, she calls me, it used to be BJ, which stands for Bourbon J, my first name. Again, a complete secret. No one's ever heard it. No one's ever said it out loud. So it was BJ, and then it became Bijan.
Yeah.
Because when I drink bourbon, I get very sad. And I love and being very sad. Yeah. I get sad and horny, which go hand in hand in my religion.
As they say.
In my religion, that's one of the holy sacraments, sad and horny. And I send sad and horny messages to our group text. And you or CJ will say, are we talking to Jibs or are we talking to Bijan?
To Bijan.
And I'll be like, this is Bijan. Anyway.
And then one night you were having vodka and you weren't sad, but you were something. And so we decided.
I was a little chaotic.
And so we decided when you're having vodka, you're Jean Valjean.
Right. Because it's like Bijan with the V from vodka, Jean Valjean. Anyway. So in my religion, we see the truth of Bijan. We see that he is speaking our emotional truth.
My God.
We see that Bijan allows our sadness to come to the surface because we have suppressed it for so many years. We see that Bijan has a very large therapy bill because he's trying to learn how to do these things without bourbon.
Right,
because
we see it.
That's not healthy. He's going to die.
We are holding space.
But we support a sad, tipsy, horny queen, and that queen is Bijan.
Oh my God!
Don't you want to join this religion?
What does Bijan wear when he's in his godly outfit?
He's probably just in underwear because that's the reality. It's late at night.
That
Bijan's
kind of
in bed.
Yeah,
he's wearing today. In fact, I'm wearing the spit in my mouth briefs.
Uh huh.
Because they were the only thing that was clean.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of want to wear them to like a doctor's appointment or something where they're like, okay, and if you can just drop your trousers for a second and I'll pull down my pants and I have briefs that say spit in my mouth.
Yes.
And I dare my doctor to say something. Anyway, that's what Bijan wears.
Also,
he wears underwear. He's holding a faceted glass in his hand that has like a little bit of melted ice and a little bit of bourbon at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And he's scratching his belly and he's crying.
Okay.
That's the sacred Bijan.
And then when one of his worshipers needs him, how does he receive them?
By crying and then saying inappropriate horny things.
Okay, good.
But the key to Bijan is then he falls asleep and then he wakes up 12 hours later. Like it's like his resurrection. And he wakes up and he goes, oh, fuck, what did I say last night?
Worship.
And we worship. Yep.
Yeah.
So that's my number three.
This made me think when I asked what does Bijan wear earlier today. I know this would be great podcast material. Earlier today, you were like, I have to go to this fancy thing, and I don't have fancy clothes. I just thought of it. Ready?
Okay.
It's the Princess Diana summer outfit.
Okay.
Spring summer outfit, but leveled up. So instead of a sweatshirt.
Wait.
So instead of a sweatshirt, it's a nice sweater, thin material sweater.
Okay. Okay.
And maybe some nice khaki shorts.
I do have a black sweater with a white skull and crossbones on the front.
Oh, why?
I thought you were going to say that's perfect. Oh, that's perfect. No, okay.
No.
And then
khaki shorts and then some loafers. And then with your earrings. Oh.
Because I have earrings now. I've pierced my ears, everyone, since the last time we recorded and since the time that we started this episode and then didn't finish it. I've pierced my ears since those days.
I think maybe it was already done. It doesn't matter. Okay, anyway, number four.
Okay. I might do the elevated Diana.
Yeah.
Could I do like a boot? Like a little ankle boot, perhaps?
Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes.
Okay.
Could
you do an ankle boot? What's your number four?
My number four. God.
Let me just pause really quick and just say, they're so lucky to have us. This is such a great episode. They've had a 2-week break. They're like, surely they're cooking up something amazing. And then we show up with Bijan, the bourbon god. And with Aslan, the McDonald's Happy Meal toy. And to that I say, you're welcome. What's your number four?
Okay. My number four is the god of unmet punishment.
Oh, okay.
So
kinky.
What this god does is after in my religion,
yes,
he can take any living person who has not been given justice because they did something horrible to an animal or to a human.
Okay.
And he has a whole film crew and film this god, the god of unmet punishment, doing things to this person that they did to their victims.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
like if like someone named Gary abandoned their family, this god would film a video of Gary being abandoned.
Jesus. I was gonna say something like all the Mormon prophets of old are in line and waiting for to have their punishment meted out.
Yeah.
I mean, you get there.
Except Jacob, that kinky bitch wants the punishment. So Jacob needs to wait on the side. No, Jacob, we're not punishing you because we know you have a hard on for it. Jesus.
I mainly meant the actual Mormon.
Oh, like the Latter-day Mormon prophets. Okay.
Who knows if those other guys were real?
So then we're talking about L. Tom Perry, you kinky bitch. Yeah. Get to the side. Get to the side with your 6'9" ass. We know you want to be spanked, so we're not going to spank you. It's disgusting, L. Tom.
L. Tom.
He was like 6'9". He wanted to be punished by the punishable god.
Yeah. Well, the idea is that they don't want to be, but some of them do because of their kink.
Right. That's why we're kicking El Tom out of the line, because he's horny for it. He's like, don't punish me, unpunishable god. Yeah. And you're like, El Tom, get out of line.
The god of unmet punishment is like, El Tom, you don't get any of this.
No.
Yeah.
Your punishment is I'm not going to punish you.
Right.
Bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then El Tom just walks away with his 6'9" frame and sits on a chair for tall people.
But when the god of unmet punishment is not meting out punishments, past due punishments.
Yeah.
I'm hanging out with him and he's punishing me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
He loves it.
Does the god of the unmet punishment have a name, or is he like the nameless god of the unmet punishment?
I think it's
Or is his name like Steve?
I think it's Robert Pattinson.
He flies in with that cursed bird from the lighthouse, and then he delivers the punishments to you.
Oh my God.
And then Elton Perry's at the window of your office, just peeking through because he's very tall. So he can look right through the window. He doesn't even need a stool.
Yeah.
And he's just grabbing onto the window and he's like, please punish me, Robert Pattinson. Anyway, to my coworkers, you're welcome. Oh, you did not know about this Elton Perry shame kink, but here we are. Okay. So my number four.
Yeah.
My number four is very specific, and I'm sorry for that.
Oh, those were the best.
Her name is Lil Croc, and she's the mini lunch crockpot goddess of the crockpot.
Oh my God.
So,
oh my God.
I was at Target the other day, as I am wont to do.
Oh my God.
And I was walking around, and then randomly sitting on a shelf where it did not belong was a mini crockpot called a lunch crock. And the cord to plug it in wraps and stores securely in the bottom of the lunch crock. And then the top inside the lunch crock, it has a screw on lid and then it has a screw on outer lid. So two screw on lids. And I thought, I'm going to buy that because I make bad financial decisions. And what it is a teeny tiny crock pot. And when you have big, like at my work, I don't like to bring leftovers to work because I don't want to go into the break room because I work with a bunch of 20-year-old boys who are gross.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to open those fridges. I don't want to open the microwaves. I don't want to know what you touched with your bare hand after you went to the bathroom and didn't wash your hands. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just avoid the break room. So until now, my MO has been, I'm just going to bring like peanut butter sandwiches for lunch because I can't bring things I need to microwave because gross.
Yeah.
Enter into our lives, Lunch Crock, Lil Crock, the mini lunch crock pot goddess.
And
it is a mini crock pot.
Yes.
I can put my leftovers in. I can put my frozen bowl in. I get to work. I plug it in at my desk.
My God.
It heats up throughout my shift.
Mm-hmm.
I go on my break. I've got hot tuna casserole in Lil Crock.
Yeah, you do. Yes.
I've got hot ravioli up in Lil Crock. And we fall to our knees
and
we worship.
And we say thank you.
We say thank you, Lil Croc.
Yeah.
The mini lunch crock pot goddess of hot lunches. And it's a delight. And then I go sit in my car and I eat a hot meal from my Lil Croc.
This was so good.
It's a joy. It's truly one of the, like, sometimes you spend money and you think, am I going to regret this? Like, is this a bad idea? I spent that money on Lil Croc, and I've used Lil Croc like two or three times, and I'm like, I will use this mini crock pot 1,000 times, and it will cost me 1 penny per time that I use it. And this little crock pot has changed my days.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that, because you really hate your
job. I hate my job, and I hate that gross, stinky break room. I don't want to open that fridge.
No.
Someone put Cafe Rio in there 4 days ago. No one's going to eat a Cafe Rio salad the next day.
Oh.
So why did you put it in the fridge? Oh. Just throw it in the trash.
Throw it in the trash, Mormon girl.
I don't have to go in there. I just go out to my car, open my little crock. I got a hot lunch. Anyway, we worship.
Open my little crock. I got a hot lunch. Take off my garment bottoms. We're going down.
Take off my garment bottoms.
What? It was really... I could hear the joy in your voice.
I love that Lil crock pot so much.
I know.
I don't use it every day. I don't always have a hot lunch to take.
Okay.
But when the other day we had baked potatoes for dinner, my daughter and I.
Yeah.
And then like the next day, shoved a little baked potato in that crock, put a little butter, put a little cheese, put a little pulled pork because I had a little leftover pulled pork.
Oh,
screwed the two tops on that both screw on. Got to work, plugged it in, hid it behind my computer, went on my break, unplugged it, opened the little crock, hot potato, hot jack of potato, hot pulled pork. And I sat in my car and I cried. And I thanked God for this day and for these people.
I was just going to say.
I didn't need a peanut butter sandwich because I had a hot jacket potato with cheese and butter and pulled pork.
What does jacket potato mean?
It's what the British people say for baked potato, but I like it better, so I'm trying to say it.
Because as the skin on.
My daughter's like, please stop saying that. You're not British. And I'm like, let's have jacket potatoes. You want to, oi. You want a jacket potato? Oi. And she's like, I'm going to bed.
Jesus. Okay.
Anyway, but a hot jack-o' potato right there in my little crock.
I was just...
with some pulled pork.
In conclusion, I just wanted to say that it was really joyful to listen to you explain that until you said you went
Thank
to
you.
Sit in your car to eat it. What? That sounds sad. Oh.
No, I love it. Oh. I don't like, because then I don't have to talk to people or look at people.
It's like quarantine all over again.
Yeah. Oh, God. The best time of my life. I was literally talking about this at work today. My boss was saying how much he just hated quarantine, and it was hard for him to be home, and his wife was also home, and she was working, and it was so difficult, and he just, oh, he hated it. And yeah. I was like, those were the happiest days of my life. Those were the most joy-filled days I have ever experienced. Anyway, what's your number five?
Oh, we're back to that.
We are.
My number five...
I'm so jealous of the people who get to listen to this for the first time. If I could go back in time and erase my brain and listen to this for the first time, I would.
Are we talking to Bajan? Is it Bajan right
this
now?
This is lightning in a bottle. In fact, you are. But this is lightning in a bottle. What's your number five?
My fifth god is an ent.
Okay.
E-N-T. So a big...
Yeah, I know who those bitches are.
Big, giant, sentient... talking tree.
Right. They live in the Lord of the Rings.
Because they're wise. And,
yes.
And they protect.
Okay.
And they're all like gay men.
Yeah, probably.
And...
if you're a big giant tree, you're probably a gay man. Straight men are not out there being
just,
big giant
and
trees.
And they don't take any bullshit. The Ent is the god
of
bullshit.
Because they're a fucking tree.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't care. And they're fucking gay. They don't care.
God.
And also you love trees.
And you have no idea how much I love trees.
And, no, I do, and actually.
And then they have this really deep, authoritative voice.
And you love a deep voice.
Oh my God. Tell me what to do, Ent.
Yes, Ent. Yes. Yes, Ent Daddy. Tell me what to do.
So we've got Mary Poppins, who represents mean, scary, dark, crotchety women. But they're cute.
They have a great a little pillbox hat and a carpet bag.
And a sweet tasting cough syrup. And Lestat de Liancourt.
Which we all worship with boners erect.
He is the dark god of hellfire. And then Aslan.
Right.
Nepsed,
the Happy Meal toy.
Nepsed, the god of unmet punishments.
Right, who is unnamed.
And Ent.
An Ent.
The god of no bullshit.
Your list is so chaotic. All right, so my number five. We kneel at the altar. We call their name.
Oh my God.
Vapo stick.
No.
The they, them, got deity of vibes.
My God.
So you may be familiar with a product called Vicks Vapo Rub. Sorry, Bajan has shown up. Vicks Vapo Rub.
Yeah.
But what you might not know, have I talked about this on the pod before? Vicks Vapo Sticks? I'm sure I have.
I don't remember.
Anyway, you can buy Vicks Vapo Rub in a little stick.
Yeah. Like
that is the size of your nostril.
Right.
And you can just plug one in each nostril and you can just inhale the menthol
and watch
Vicks Vapo.
Your shows and watch Ripley.
And watch the shows. And when Bijan shows up, the companion god to Bijan, the sad bourbon god, is Vapo Stick, the they, them deity of vibes.
Because Bijan seems more chaotic, and then the Vapo Stick...
And then Vapo Stick shows up to calm things down.
Right, let's take a chill, Bijan, and Bijan's
You
like,
take a little Vapo Stick, you plug it up the nostril, uh-huh. You inhale those delicious menthol vibes.
Yes.
It's legal in all 50 states. It does not require a medical card. But you inhale those vibes, and you just feel good.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean?
I can't do it.
No, you don't get it. You don't get it.
No, and also because I can't stand something in my nose.
Oh, okay.
When I would have to get all those COVID swabs, when you like wait in line at the fairgrounds and
right.
stay in your car.
the background.
And they would have to put it a full inch up or three quarters inch.
Yeah.
I would cry and choke and start right. sneezing and coughing.
Right.
And there
right.
was this one time this guy had had it with me. You could just tell
by this fucking guy. Of course it was a guy.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not doing this on purpose. I really wish I could just get this over with. But I was sobbing and my throat felt like it had poison bubbling up in it.
So you do not worship Vebostik, the Vevem god of
no,
vibes.
Do I have to worship all five to be a part of your religion?
No, not I mean not at all. Okay. Not at all.
Okay.
We're a very patchwork religion. It's fine.
Patrick?
Patchwork.
Patchwork.
Okay. Like you can pick and choose.
I was like, is that a kind of potato? A Patrick potato?
It's a jacket potato. All right. So those are our five. You said you had some honorable mentions. I would love to hear them.
Well, one was Jesus.
If you say, no, what?
Because he's not Mormon and he's not religious. He's a queer witch.
Yeah. So I recently started reading this book called Dayspring, which is written by, quote unquote, a friend of mine, meaning someone I follow on Twitter. It's the story of a queer Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter said, we went to like pick it up at the bookstore because I had pre-ordered it. And my daughter said, what are you reading? And I said, oh, it's a book about queer Jesus. And she said, oh, so you mean Jesus? And I said, yes.
So
that
great.
That is the truth.
We're raising them
Dayspring by Anthony Oliver. Pick it up where books are sold. What other honorable mentions do you have?
My nephew Bo, the god of Bo.
Oh, I would worship him so much.
yeah.
He's so cute.
And he's perfect in every way.
He probably has a scuff knee, and he talks with a lisp.
He has an underbite.
God damn it!
I know.
How old is he? Like five?
Five now. He's five. Yeah.
He's perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
We worship at that altar.
I FaceTimed him the other day.
Yeah.
And my brother was like, do you want to ask Auntie Ashley any questions? And he goes, yeah, what's your favorite color? And I was like, I worship
brilliant.
You. Brilliant.
Perfect.
You.
Perfect.
Tell me your friend's name in your class. And he rattled off the first and last names of like 12 people.
Okay. I love that.
All right.
I love that. Okay.
The god of make-believe.
Mr. Rogers?
So kind of in the same vein as, I mean, I guess, but Mary Poppins, where you can create make-believe scenarios and then come back to reality whenever you want.
Okay, I support that.
And then the god, the love potion god. So he makes a potion.
Right.
And you have a feeling like you're in love. And you may not be, but you get to at least feel like it for a little while.
So this is the god of non-consent.
No.
I mean, that's what I heard.
And then the god of the earth and river.
Okay. just
that.
Just the earth and river?
Yeah, the god of the earth and river.
You didn't think through that any further. You didn't explore that. You didn't dig into who that might be.
Do the poets spend that much time?
I mean, I actually think they do. I think about these things.
More like from their womb.
So I have a couple on my honorary mentions.
Yeah.
The first one is, the goddess of I don't give a fuck.
Oh, I love it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like so many times in my life, like someone's like, I'm mad about this. And I'm like, huh? I don't give a fuck. And then the last one is Zendaya.
I knew it was coming.
I mean.
Does she have powers? Does she have a purpose?
No, not at all. She's just Zendaya. Yeah. She's just perfect as she is.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say you're welcome everyone listening.
This was edifying, not just for y'all, but also for us.
But really for us.
Mostly for us.
And really, as we continue to record, this is the kind of quality that we want you to expect. Do you have anything else to add before we close?
I just am so proud of my Sister Dennis episode, and
it was a top 10 for sure.
Since we recorded it, I have gone back to my notes at least five times and just read out loud the Halloween one.
What was the spirit? What was the name of the talk?
Spiritual costume. Here, let me just read it real quick. Halloween. Wonderful memories with my five children. We love to put on costumes themed to a certain fairy tale or G or PG rated movie that was a family favorite. One year, we all dressed up as characters from the 1984 classic Ghostbusters. My oldest, Janine, turned to me and said, "Wait a second. Do you think the Holy celebrates Halloween?" I laughed on the inside and we went on our merry way trick-or-treating. I've thought about this personal anecdote every year since and have always imagined, metaphorically, putting on the costume of the Holy Ghost. Guess what? You can't tell when I do that by my outward appearance, but I'd like to think you can tell by how you feel when you're near me.
Why are these people not paying us to write their talks? Like, Mormons would be wet if they heard that talk over the pulpit.
Oh, yeah. And then all of a sudden, all the Ghostbusters costumes would sell out.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was a beautiful episode. I received a message on my personal Instagram today from a gentle listener who was like, "I am listening to the latest episode and these impressions are killing me." So anyway.
I love it.
Listen.
To pat ourselves on the back. Okay, yeah, I'm listening.
Listen. Yeah. If you want to support us, hotdrinks.com/Patreon. Give us money every month for no reason. We don't give rewards. We say we do, but we don't.
Yeah.
Support us. You can buy our merch. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Linked in our bio, right?
Yes.
And I added... Did I talk about Challengers when this episode started? I think I did.
Yes.
So there's a scene where Zendaya's character is wearing a shirt that says, "I told ya." Mm-hmm. And then Josh O'Connor's character leaves wearing the shirt that says, "I told ya." Anyway, I've added an "I told ya" shirt to the Hot Drinks merch line. Yeah, of course.
Oh my
gosh,
yeah. That's amazing.
So if you need an "I told ya" shirt, we've got them. We've got them. And then also, you can buy our jewelry at Aspera.com. We're having a Mother's Day sale right now.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, AsperaJewelry.com. Wait, Etsy.com/AsperaJewelry. Wait, AsperaJewelry.Etsy.com. I don't know.
It's Etsy, and just look up Aspera Jewelry with an A. It's with an A, not an E.
Anyway, and you can buy some beautiful jewelry for your mothers and for Aslan, the god of hot breaths.
Of protecting children and speaking to children and... wisdom
and lions.
Reason for the season.
Well, anyway, you're welcome. We're back and you're welcome.
Have a great week.
Wait, I want to say this, and I'm going to task you with putting this on our Instagram.
Oh, okay.
I would like to do an advice episode. I think we've done an Ask Me Anything episode.
Okay, we talked about this at the beginning of the episode 2 days ago. So,
oh, we did? Okay.
Yes.
So you're going to put it on Instagram where people can write in and ask advice.
Uh-huh.
And then we are going to do a whole episode giving you advice.
Right. I love it.
So please ask us advice.
Ask us advice.
Ask us advice, Aslan. Ask us advice, Vapo Stick or Lil Croc. Anyway, well, I'm going to wrap it up, okay?
You think so?
Bijan's going to bed.
I hope.
Good night.
Well, goodbye, right?